Rose News Today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. My guest is Brother Nathaniel Kapner at RealJewNews.com, RealJewNews.com, and at on X at RealBroNat. There's so many stories every day where the topic of Judaism or Israel come up, and I was joking today. It wasn't even a joke. I said, we're going to talk a lot about Israel today, and my crew audibly groaned, and it's like, I don't want to talk about it either. I'm sick of talking about Israel, too. But it's obviously the flashpoint of World War III, and you got stories, and there's so many stories like this, where in Lebanon, U.S. envoy says conflict has escalated out of control. Now, the U.S. envoy is a man named Amos Hochstein, who was in the IDF and was born in Israel. And so, okay, the person representing America in this conflict between Lebanon and Israel is an Israeli. He was born in Israel. He fought for the IDF. He's Israel first. So we don't really have a representation there. And it would be nice if an American would go talk to Lebanon and Israel and have a third party outside perspective. But we don't have that. We have an Israeli representing America. Anthony Blinken says he goes to Israel and says, I come here as an Israeli. You've got the oversight board now, Facebook oversight board, run by an Israeli governmental person in charge of censoring has oversight over the Israel-Palestine content that's posted there. So Israelis are in all these positions of power. They are representing America in this conflict between Israel and Lebanon. Like, this is an issue. We are not sovereign if there are no Americans representing America. It's all Israelis overseas. I mean, this is a big issue. How does that intersect with Judaism? What is the intersection there? Because it's another one of these confusing, blurred lines where Israel and Judaism, ostensibly separate things, but they're obviously intertwined greatly. I mean, how do we deal with this, Brother Nathaniel? I don't like being represented by Israel as an American.
Well, Israel calls itself a Jewish state. Well, there you have it. Israel, Jewish, racially a Jew. Religiously, you subscribe to Judaism. It's all interwoven. There's nothing confusing about it. Now, it's not just Israelis. Anthony Blinken is not a dual citizen. He is the head of the Department of State, the State Department. He goes to Israel on October 18th, a week after, the whole thing with Hamas, and he announces as soon as he gets in front of the microphone next to Netanyahu and says, I come here as a Jew. That's what the bastard said. Why didn't he say, I come here as an American representing the American people and our foreign policy? He did not. How does he get away with this? Because the media is owned by all Jews. Because of the lobbies have bribed and blackmailed. They are babysitters for every hack on Capitol Hill except for Thomas Massey. He's the true son of Ron Paul, not Rand. I have nothing but contempt for Rand Paul, nothing but contempt for him. All we see is Fauci, 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 to hell with Fauci. Whatever happened to end the Jewish Fed? It's only Thomas Massey that's doing this. We got 1,000 Jewish lobbies. It's not just AIPAC. It's AIPAC. It's ADL. It's the presidents of major Jewish organizations. It's the Zionist Organization of America. It's so many damn Jewish organizations. They are all linked together. They're a legion. Like Jesus said to the demoniac, what's your name? He said, we are legion. My name is legion. Because we are many. It's called the synagogue of Satan. It's united, it's organized, it's universal, and it's wicked to the core. Because they crucified Christ and they have the deicidal curse, and they bear the spirit of Antichrist. They run America culturally, socially, politically, financially, academically. They run every gamut, every facet of this Jew-ruined country. We have to name the names. We have to name the enemy. It's the Jew, the crucifier, the Christ hater, the Christ killer that runs America. This has to change. It can change with people like you, Harrison, with people like Owen Schroyer. I believe in you guys. You're young. You're strong. You're calling out the evil. Now, I'm trying to help inform you what this is about.
Well, see, but then, you know, I hear you say things like that, and what I can't help but think is Jews that are out there that, because isn't the threat of a second Holocaust, I mean, this is, or anti-Semitism, it's a control mechanism for Jews and non-Jews, right? You keep the non-Jews quiet, like don't talk about the evil stuff that George Soros or whoever else is doing because you're anti-Semitic, and keep people scared of that phrase so they refuse to criticize you or refuse to criticize Israel out of fear of that label. But then it's also, you know, wielded against Jews who are told, and I know this, you know, from yourself and others who, you know, grew up in Jewish community where it's like, you know, they're told about the Holocaust, about, you know, their grandparents were scooped up in the middle of the night, you know, and this idea is put forward like, they want to kill you. Everybody wants to kill you. Everybody hates you. So you have to be separate from them. You have to be with us. We're the only ones who will keep you safe because everybody out there wants to kill you. And so when I hear you say things like that, I get where you're coming from or how you're characterizing it. But then I just can't help but think that Jews who maybe think, you know, this whole Holocaust thing, it's not a threat right now. It's America. Americans don't hate Jews. This whole us versus them, it's kind of... But then if you have somebody going, it's the Jews, it's all the Jews, and we have to stop the Jews, then you are sort of pushing those Jewish people back into the fold where they go, oh, geez, maybe I do need to stick with my kind because these people do. You know, I don't hate Jews. I don't, you know, want to characterize all of them. And I don't want the Jews to be brainwashed and mind controlled by powerful Jews who say, hey, if you disobey us, if you give even one ground to the anti-Semites, then, you know, they're going to kill us all and you'll be responsible for all of us dying. So, I mean, isn't there a balance there? Or do you think that I'm not right? Like, isn't this threat of anti-Semitism used to keep Jews in line? And if you... you know, blame all Jews? Aren't you sort of playing into that? Again, it's kind of nuanced. I don't know if I expressed that well, but what's your response to that?
Well, dialing back Jewish power is going to help the Jew. The Jew's in a very, very vulnerable position now. Everyone hates the Jews now. The whole world hates the Jews. They won't say it, but they do. I mean, everybody saw, a lot of people saw what Benji Shapiro said. He celebrates this. Well, they're going to, that brings out this hatred for these people. So you have to dial it back. But the Jews don't dial it back. They ramp it up. You take Susan Wojcicki, for instance, who banned me twice. Once for my political Real Jew News, once for my Bible with Brother, which I didn't even call out the Jew. But I was talking about Jesus Christ and the no good bitch banned me. She wouldn't even tell me why. All right, so someone tells me, hey, she's dead. Well, God killed her. Once you start censoring and preventing the gospel from being preached, St. Paul said the wrath of God comes to them to the uttermost 2 years before 70 AD. Now, this bitch will not allow me to preach the gospel. God gave her a year to repent. She's dead. He killed her. But does that change the Jew? Okay, so I waited a couple weeks for the mourning period and all that crap. Sitting Shiva and all that crap. Okay, and I said, hey, you know, I was banned. I was just preaching the Bible. I wasn't calling out the Jew. There was nothing political. I just wanted to preach the gospel. I did it. It was very popular. I had monetization where you have to go through hoops and circles and somersaults to get monetization. I was actually making $5,000 a month. So I said, I'd like to come back on. Probably a misunderstanding. I got an email back within an hour. It wasn't a robot. You will never come back here, they told me. Some Jew wrote that. They don't learn their lessons. They keep pushing the envelope. They keep pushing the envelope. The whole world is aghast in agony of what they're doing. You see children being burned alive. And this no good antichrist, deicidal, accursed person says he celebrates it. Now the Jew better dial back what they're doing, because maybe this time there will be a real Holocaust. We are seeing an actual Holocaust. There was no Holocaust. It was a hoax. These were work camps to support the war effort. The Jews that starved is because of the Allied bombing. My father showed me this, a Jew. At least he was honest about things. But he felt honestly that the Jews have a moral, spiritual higher ground than the Goyim. That's how they look upon you, Harrison.
Yeah.
Go.
No, it's and look, it's like obviously this is where you can.
Because of the Allied bombing, they were fed well. My father's the one who told me this.
Yeah, and you know, if that is your belief, right? If you think you're superior and God basically co-signs everything you do, and that I think is such a dangerous idea, because obviously then anybody standing up against you is really standing up against God and deserves to die. Basically, it's like it's such a dangerous. Really, it's the peak of racial supremacy, like far more than whatever Jim Crow laws, where it's like you're just not allowed to use the same water fountain. Like this is like if you oppose us, you are slated for death, and it's crazy. And it's YouTube, and then this article is from The Intercept. Meta's Israel policy chief tried to suppress pro-Palestinian Instagram posts. So. Again, using sensitive